And now we turn to the situation in the city of Ecorse. Officials say the financial emergency in the city has been resolved. Ecorse has been under the control of an emergency manager since 2009, when then-Governor Jennifer Granholm made the appointment. Well, now comes word the city's budget is balanced and a $20 million deficit has been eliminated. But the announcement does not mean elected officials get all of their authority back right away. That's because Joyce Parker, Ecorse's former emergency manager, has given the city a 2-year budget that it must follow. Parker, who we should note is also the emergency manager of Allen Park, joins us now. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Can you explain to us why you and the governor feel that Ecorse is no longer in a state of financial emergency?
Well, a number of changes have taken place in Ecorse. For example, coming on board in 2009, there was a deficit in place of $14.6 million, which was the cumulative deficit. In addition, there was a $5 million structural deficit. So as of today, both of the deficits have been eliminated. In addition to that, the city had issues related to internal controls as far as managing its finances. The audit reports generally were not submitted on time, and the costs related to the audit reports were over $200,000 because of the lack of information. To date, that has been rectified. The audit reports are very good reports. The city's fund balance is in the positive, in the black right now. And the cost associated with monitoring the city as far as an audit is like $30,000 as opposed to $200,000 because the records are in place and everything is intact. So I think when you look at the fact that the internal controls are in place, the deficits have been eliminated, we've been able to reduce operating expenses by about $4.3 million. We reorganized various departments, which included the police and fire services into a public safety department. We privatized emergency medical services, and we reorganized the controller's office and the building department. So overall, the city is leaner with less employees in place right now, but more efficient.
But this had to have been a hard, painful process for all involved.
Well, it was certainly a painful process. I think to a great extent, the responsibility was shared by a number of stakeholders in Ecorse. The residents there, fortunately, was able to support the effort that took place. The elected body there, you know, took a reduction in pay in order to help with stabilizing the city. The collective bargaining unions also had to actually take concessions because of the city's financial status. And again, I mentioned earlier the reduction in the workforce. So it really was, I think, a painful process, but it was one that everyone was involved with and understood the rationale and the need to make the changes.
Joyce Parker, you will now be part of the city's Transition Advisory Board. This is the board that's appointed by Governor Snyder, and we should just kind of make it clear to everyone that this TAB is a feature of the state's newest emergency manager law. It lets the state appoint a board after the EM is no longer needed, just to make sure the city doesn't go back to spending more than it has. So I guess I want to make sure I'm clear. How much authority does the Transition Advisory Board have as compared with elected officials in Ecorse?
Well, with the elected body there, they will, the mayor and the council will be able to conduct business for the city. In addition to the elected body, the other component is that the city now have a city administrator that will handle the day-to-day operations related to the city. So the mayor and council will handle policy issues. The city administrator will handle the day-to-day operations. In those areas, for example, like with the budget or making major purchases, contracts, selling major assets, then the Transition Advisory Board would be a step in that process. The mayor and the council would actually review whatever asset they plan to sell or changes related to the budget. They then will present that to the Transition Advisory Board for some type of review and approval.
Now, the Transition Advisory Board, if I'm correct, can stay in place indefinitely, yes?
Well, there isn't a time frame established. However, I believe the way the legislation is written, you know, when the board is satisfied that things are back on track and there's no need for even limited oversight, they then can make a recommendation to the governor to phase out the board and return complete control to the elected body. So that's one aspect of it. If, for example, the Transition Advisory Board find that the progress really is not there and there are still issues related to the oversight by the elected body or the city administrator with the city, they can then make a recommendation to the governor that perhaps some other option might be better.
Which might even be going back under an emergency manager if that's what they feel it would take.
That's correct.
Now, I wanted to call your attention. I'm sure you saw a quote in this morning's Free Press from ECOR City Councilman Gary Sammons, and he says, and here's his quote, "She wants to leave looking like a savior, but we're still in financial straits with costs that are going to increase and revenues that will keep going down as our housing values go down." What is your response, Joyce Parker, to that critic?
I haven't seen the newspaper, so it's really difficult for me to respond. But I guess my one recommendation and suggestion is that, you know, the mayor and the council there now have almost full control over operating the city, and we certainly cannot predict what's going to happen with the housing market, but I've noticed that it is stabilizing, and I suspect that it will stabilize in ECOURSE as well over time. So, you know, to a great extent, I think that's going to be the challenge in moving forward. We can anticipate what the future will hold, but I think a big part of it is basically having a plan in place and being conservative and anticipating what steps the city might take. And I think that's going to be the challenge.
There are, I don't need to tell you, there are many critics of the whole concept of an emergency manager. And they will point to cities in Michigan that had emergency managers, the EMs then left, and the cities toppled back into financial trouble. And critics will say, see, it proves that the EM system is really not the answer. What do you say to that, and how do you know this won't happen in ECOURSE?
Well, you know, we don't know, but I think part of the reason why there's a provision within the legislation to have a transition advisory board is to give the cities the support necessary in order to sustain the changes that have taken place. You know, I think in the past, perhaps some cities did not stay the course, did not continue to manage the budget, was not able to project any issues that might be occurring into the future. And so as a result, you know, they reverted back to the way they used to operate based on the culture of that community. I think the Transition Advisory Board certainly will be an asset to support communities, to give them a better chance of success.
And based on your association and work with the elected body, do you feel pretty confident that the people in place will be able to keep the course, stay the course?
Well, I think they understand the challenges the city has been faced with over the last 3.5 years. As you talk about pain, making those adjustments and changes, I think, was painful to the community, to the staff, to the bargaining unit. So I think there's a clear understanding of what has taken place. And in addition to that, the city of ECOURSE has been in receivership in the past. So given what they know, you know, I believe that there will be an effort to continue to move the city forward. And again, I think the city has an opportunity with having the advisory board there to assist if there's a need to do so.
And finally, Joyce Parker, what do you think other emergency managers and other cities in Michigan struggling with financial pressures, what could be learned from ECOURSE?
Well, you know, I think with the communities that are struggling, and certainly cities have a major challenge right now when you think about the fact that, you know, taxable values have gone down in some areas of the state. You know, they started increasing in other areas. They have not increased enough. But when you think about the challenges that cities are faced with, I think you have to kind of rethink how you operate. You have to put together a realistic plan. You have to really get more involved with building consensus and engaging the community in order to address some of those concerns. And so I would ask and think that cities across Michigan will be able to do their own self-assessment, get their residents involved, and you know, identify how they would like to move forward in terms of a strategy and a vision for their community.
Joyce Parker is the former emergency manager for the city of Ecorse. She is also the current emergency manager of the city of Allen Park. Joyce, thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you.